Welcome to day three of Build. I'm Jonathan Herbach. I'm on the product management team at Adobe and going to talk a little bit today about how you can build better document processes using Adobe and Microsoft. To get a sense of who you guys are, if you would identify yourself as an enterprise IT administrator, can you give me a show of hands? Great. All right. And if you see yourself as a developer, okay, excellent. And if you neither identify as a developer or enterprise IT, feel free to... All right, thank you. Cool. Well, at Adobe, we are changing the world through digital experiences. And I thought I might kick things off today with a short video. So we are trying to change the world through digital experiences, and we see these experiences as changing the way we think, interact, entertain, and work with others. And we give everybody, whether you are an emerging artist to a global enterprise, the ability to communicate better, whether it's for employees, citizens, partners, or customers across all devices. And we do this powered by three clouds: the Adobe Creative Cloud, our set of tools and experiences and services allowing folks to express themselves anywhere on any device; the Adobe Document Cloud, allowing folks to provide digital document workflows, enabling you to quickly and securely handle your processes where you are on any device. The Adobe Document Cloud includes solutions like Adobe Acrobat, Adobe Sign, powerful mobile apps, and APIs for developers such as yourselves. More on this in a few moments. The Experience Cloud is Adobe's solution to help enterprises build campaigns, manage campaigns, manage advertising, and gaining deep intelligence about how users interact with systems. All of this is powered by Adobe Sensei, our core element for artificial intelligence, delivering better experiences to our users. You can think of this as the Adobe magic that powers all of our products. We've taken all of these solutions and brought them together with Microsoft to build a partnership with even better experiences, allowing you to digitally transform your business and your customers' businesses broadly through our three clouds. Our strategic partnership is delivering solutions across all three clouds, though today I'm going to focus mostly on the Document Cloud and building better processes and experiences spanning Adobe and Microsoft. With the Document Cloud, you can make it happen. We let you bring your process to be 100% electronic, allowing folks to better experience solutions across all devices. Now, as I mentioned, our solutions include products like Adobe Acrobat, PDF, Adobe Sign, complemented by desktop and mobile apps and developers. Now, we work across multiple document types, including PDF. And together, PDF, now almost 25 years old, an open standard for documents that allow you to smartly and securely interact with people anywhere on any device, is a core foundation of our solution. With PDFs, of course, you can deliver scanned content, protected content, secure content, share it, sign it, wherever users might be. With Adobe Acrobat, you have a complete PDF solution, allowing you to edit PDF documents, secure scans, and work really anywhere on any device. With Adobe Sign, we give you a secure platform for 100% digital workflows. Whether you're trying to collect digital signatures or automate processes more broadly, these experiences give you better operational efficiency, give you reduced risk, and ultimately better compliance and better experiences for your users. Now, these solutions cover many different use cases and many different opportunities. I thought I would touch on two specific ones to anchor some of our conversation today. One, a university. Historically, sending out paper diplomas upon graduation, paper transcripts of records, now uses Adobe Document Cloud to send out digital diplomas and transcripts, allowing folks to more quickly demonstrate their credentials and share them with documents that have been signed electronically by an Adobe server. The second, a commercial entity, Jaguar Land Rover, the largest automotive company within the UK, speeds product development using our solutions. Starting with paper-based processes that could take days or weeks, move to an electronic solution where they can speed approval, speed development that spans the globe. Together with Microsoft, we offer a number of very integrated solutions that span Acrobat and Sign. For developers here, we've done all of the integrations across Adobe through our developer gateway. This is Adobe I.O. You can think of this as Adobe's equivalent to Microsoft Graph. Adobe I.O. has let us build integrations spanning Teams, SharePoint, OneDrive, Outlook, Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Flow, and Dynamics. And with that, I thought it would make sense to show you a sampling of these integrations, how they work, and then shift gears to look at Contoso and how Contoso uses many of these integrations together as a part of their processes. So starting off within end user experiences within SharePoint and OneDrive, we now offer web versions of Acrobat that allow you to, within Document Cloud, view, edit, and share documents more securely. So if you're in OneDrive for Business, or you're within SharePoint, and you have a PDF document, using our solutions, you can open it directly within Adobe Document Cloud. This uses the file handler technology that Microsoft introduced as a part of their files initiative across Office 365. If a user clicks on Open Document Cloud, a second tab experience opens, and you get to view the document within the Adobe Document Cloud. And if you want to make changes to this, perhaps you want to take this 7 or 8 page document, move individual pages around, you can do that all within our web-based experience. This functionality exposed through Adobe I.O. for developers and integrated directly into OneDrive and SharePoint. We also, of course, offer experiences within Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. Whether you wish to start off and create secure PDFs, adding passwords to files directly from within Word, Excel, PowerPoint, or sending documents out for signature with Sign, you can go ahead, take an existing document within the productivity apps, share it out for approval for signature. These end user experiences span more than the productivity apps. They also include, of course, Outlook. From within Outlook, you can send a document out for signature, create a secure PDF, and get responses back. Now, these solutions are great for very ad hoc use cases where end users need to go through, use our experience to initiate a flow in some form. But what if you have a more automated case? Well, with Microsoft Flow, we have a component that lets you automate these processes, taking agreements from templates and sending them out using Adobe Sign and Adobe Document Cloud to others. You can do many of these tasks directly from within Flow, regardless of your technical skill. Beyond that, we also offer core APIs through our gateway, Adobe I.O., giving you a powerful set of REST APIs into all of Document Cloud to handle solutions such as this. So our solutions span Microsoft most broadly, I thought it would make sense to try to tie these together in a scenario with our friends at Contoso. So at Contoso, we have a solution that spans Sign, Acrobat, PDF, SharePoint, OneDrive, and Outlook. And we have two actors here. One, Megan, a marketing manager who shares documents internally and externally and needs to get approvals from her partners and customers. Brian, one of her partners, needs to interact, sign contracts with Contoso, and make sure that they can continue their collaborative space. So let's dig right into this experience. Here we have Megan using our integration of Adobe Document Cloud into SharePoint. She took a set of files within SharePoint, brought them into the Document Cloud such that she could create a new contract packet. Things that could include content regarding the product itself, non-disclosure agreement, as well as a document for signing itself. And she can go through and take multiple documents together, migrate them around page by page, make changes, and save that back to a new templated document within SharePoint. So if we click Combine here, we see a preview of this document. And this has been saved sort of subtly here up in the top left back to SharePoint. So if we switch gears back to SharePoint, we're going to see this new document living there with the little blue new document icon there on the left. And we're going to start off the process where Megan then needs to share this document out with Brian. And rather than sharing this individual template and simply getting the equivalent of a wet ink signature, this can kick off a workflow where more than signing the document and getting a legal agreement in place, she can now go ahead and actually capture information. And in this context, it's going to be pretty simple. We're going to capture his name and phone number and put that back into a SharePoint list that we maintain about our partners in this context. So if we switch to over to the context tab, we've got a SharePoint list that represents a bunch of partners that we work with here at Contoso. And we note that for Brian in particular, we don't have a phone number. And obviously, this could represent any set of information that we would pull back into a workflow. And we're going to go off to the Adobe Sign menu here within Document Cloud and send this out for signature. And what that means is we're going to send something out to Brian, fill in that metadata into the context of the list, and select the document that we just combined from a few moments ago, that templated file for Brian. We're going to go through and enter his contact information here. And of course, we can set context on how soon this document has to be signed, should it be password protected, is there a deadline for this particular agreement before it gets sent out directly to the partner. So please sign this for approval. We'll preview this, and we'll actually insert an overlay set of information on top of the document. So here we see, coming from the SharePoint list, the name of the partner, Tailspin. And sort of if we scroll down, we have an opportunity to capture a phone number from our partner, which will go, again, back into that SharePoint list, starting broader workflows. So we put a signature block in place here. This is going to be where Brian, as the recipient, goes ahead and signs this particular document. So if we send this out, an email will be sent directly out to Brian. He will go through the signature process. We'll go through that just in a moment. As the author, Megan sees some context that, hey, this document has been successfully sent. And let's imagine that later in the day, she's living within email, within Outlook, and she wants to check on the status of that. She can go directly to the confirmation and click on the right-hand pane and see that for this particular agreement, it's a yellow status. It's still out for signature. Brian has not come back and signed this. We don't have a completed agreement just yet. But we can switch gears here, and let's look at what Brian's experience might be as a part of this workflow. He saw this email that came from Document Cloud, allowing him to click into this particular agreement. He sees that there's a document that he needs to actually sign. He can look at the document itself, review all of the content, and then go ahead and start the signature process. He'll enter his phone number. This phone number will, again, as a part of this workflow, go back through Adobe I/O and through Graph into the SharePoint list. And he'll go ahead and enter his name and actually sign this. Now, of course, signing something with your finger on a vertical phone is a little bit difficult, so let's have him actually flip horizontally. He'll go ahead, sign this, enter his name, and the document will be done. So, straightforward experience to actually sign this document. The information goes directly back within our integration into SharePoint using all of our APIs underneath the covers. So this is just but a sample of our integration. We offer broadly touch points across Office 365 for sign, for PDF solutions. And if you'd like to learn more, we have a couple places you can go look after this session. One, for Acrobat and Sign integrations, here we have a couple of links to learn more. As developers, if you want to begin to build integrations like this using our APIs so you can embed the signing experience, the workflow experience directly into your tools, you can do that by signing up for Developer Key and using our samples with APIs. And I'm happy to hang around after this session and answer questions, but you're also welcome to email me as well. Thank you so much.